This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call. 877-317-6432. Trump is signed an executive order moving to undo Dodd-Frank. Also, he has imposed new Iran sanctions over the recent missile test. And it looks like those in Europe, the globalists, have also declared war on Donald Trump. I don't know if you saw this or not. The lead story right now, as I'm looking, as I open up the show, is on Drudge. There's two magazine covers. One is Der Spiegel, the weekly magazine in Germany, that has a picture of a cartoon picture of Donald Trump holding up the head of the Statue of Liberty with the caption "America First." And then there's a another magazine. It's The Village. I guess it's Ireland's political magazine. It's one of the Irish magazines. Anyway, it has a picture of Donald Trump, and it has a picture of like a rifle sight aimed on his left temple, and it says, "Why not?" Nice. Nice. Yes, because, you know, liberals are always, you know, so inclusive, right? You know, they're so inclusive. So I want to read this article. This is Bloomberg today. Trump ghost looms over EU summit as leaders push back. French president calls Trump's statements unacceptable. Merkel says EU destiny is in its hands as relations sour. Notice how, by the way, it is the two remaining globalists left, right? You've got, of course, the French president, Hollande, the socialist, calls Trump's statements unacceptable. And, of course, Angela Merkel, who's also probably on her way out. None of this really matters. Why does it matter? I'll tell you why. Because it's just interesting how we're really seeing a complete changeover, really, in what's in the world order, right? You know, this what the globalists thought would be a new world order. You know, they were all set to have Hillary Clinton be the president, or Jeb Fredo Bush. They were going to be president, either one of those two, and then therefore, if that happened, you're going to have the globalists that were going to go ahead and take control of everything. I got a caller on the line. I've got Paul calling from the great state of New Jersey. Paul, how are you? Thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Hello? Hello? You're on the air. You're on live. Hello? Paul. Okay. I guess, well, hello?
Hello?
Paul, you're on live on the Edward Woodson Show. How are you?
Hi, Edward. Listen, I'm calling about how I'm disappointed with Trump so far in these short 14 days.
Because tell me why.
Well, he seems to be continuing the neocon foreign policies. You know, I was very disturbed more than what happened in Yemen. But also that Nikki Haley made a speech in the UN. And she seemed like a naive sophomore in her nervousness, her, I think, inarticulateness. And again, a lack of knowledge of what happened in Ukraine to cause the current situation. And she's taking the same neocon line that Victoria Nuland orchestrated. She seems to be provocative with Russia, continuing the sanctions. I mean, we voted for Trump, I thought, to because he at least put out the rhetoric that we were going to make peace with Russia. And now, Nikki, what?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish.
Yeah, and that the sanctions would end and that we would normalize an ally with Russia in Syria, but also forgive Russia for what it had done and basically allowing the annexation of Crimea to continue and not make a deal about it and discontinue the sanctions.
Now,
so,
Paul, I wonder,
yeah.
You know, I wonder, because I've thought the same thing. I wonder if this is just his... the Trump administration's way of maybe appeasing a certain wing within the Republican Party, maybe this is just lip service, because you know I thought with the Nikki Haley thing, I kind of thought that he just kind of put her out there just to kind of appease again a certain wing of the Republican Party, and I don't know if he necessarily is committed to that. And I don't know, Paul. I don't know what the answer is to
that.
Yeah,
I hope he's just not going to hand over foreign policy and be indifferent towards it and let these neocons take it over. Because, in my opinion, the Ukrainian debacle, which is what it was, was almost a sadistic instigation and orchestrating a conflict by the bad actors of Victoria Nuland and George Soros, who staged the Maidan Revolution and causing the ouster of the, you know, elected, I think his name was Yanukovych. And
yeah,
so
I really do think, Paul, that, I really think that, you know, Steve Bannon and that wing of the Trump administration, I think they're going to win out really over the neocons because, as you probably know, you know, Steve Bannon is anything but a neocon. So I think this is part of, maybe him playing politics, you know, same reason I think they brought in Reince Priebus and Sean Spicer and those people. I just think that's, his way of maybe,
bad cop against Russia before they make a deal.
I think that's
it seems that the pattern for Trump is to come on strong in advance with rhetoric. Then when they meet and afterwards, everything seems mollified and calmed down and deals are struck. And so he likes this. It seems like he likes to go in strong and negotiate strong for optimum leverage.
Right, which Paul, that is the art of the deal. I mean, and what he's kind of always done. So
yeah, he said it in his book, The Art of the Deal. He said that very thing about the importance of leverage when negotiating. So
exactly.
I hope that's the case. Because listen, I'm as sympathetic towards Russia as to what happened in Ukraine, because I see the ethnic Russians who are the majority in many of the provinces in eastern Ukraine.
Yeah,
and I saw them.
Listen, I gotta run, Paul. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I gotta take a break. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Paul. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Man, I got to tell you, I've got the smartest callers. I really do. I'm always humbled, really, that you people actually listen to me. I really am. I am always humbled by it. Anyway, a couple stories that I want to talk about here. One is, and this is really an amazing thing here, the juxtaposition here. And I just, as I open the show, I talk to you about the what's trending in on Drudge. And by the way, I hate to just go to Drudge and, you know, there's so many talk shows that just like read Drudge, right? You know, I don't do that. However, it is interesting to note, the different news stories that are trending throughout the world. And the reason why I mention this is because there's a couple things. What I like to do is I kind of like to pick and choose and tie things together and just kind of explain it all to you as how I see it. I mean, that's you know, what we do here, in the 3 hours that I'm here. I try to break it down to you like a third grader. Anyway, the story about, these globalists, how Trump's ghost looms over the EU summit as leaders push back. That's the story in Bloomberg. Merkel and Francois Hollande talking about Trump's statements that are unacceptable, and then and how dare he talk about the EU the way he's been talking about the EU. In fact, here's a quote. It is unacceptable that there be, through a certain number of statements by the President of the United States, a pressure on what Europe must be or what it must not be. French President Francois Hollande told reporters Friday at the EU summit. Nobody's saying that, dude. It's just, the fact is, it's falling apart. Now, and the reason why I mention this is, as this is going on, it's almost like, you can't make this stuff up, okay? As that's going on, earlier today, an armed man with a machete was shot 5 times in the stomach after attempting to storm the Louvre. The Louvre. Okay, the Louvre. There is no more iconic, museum, when you think about it, in the West than the Louvre. Okay? Police source said the attacker was shouting, here's a big surprise, Allah Akbar, before being gunned down. French Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has described the attack as terrorist in nature. The terrorist attack has not been confirmed, but he's known to be an Egyptian national. Apparently, he got on a flight from Dubai a couple days ago. Let me see. A source close to the investigation claims the suspect is an Egyptian man who arrived in France at the end of last month. Okay, at the end of last month. So he's been hanging out in Paris. Okay? Now, I mention this because the EU and Europe are already trashed. They're done. So, why would we not? You know, these people want to kill us. So wouldn't it make sense that we maybe pause and we, and again, all I'm saying is that it's like, and throughout the campaign you saw this, Trump would say something, and then events would basically reinforce what he said. And it didn't matter what it was. It was almost like serendipity. It was almost like he was a prophet or something. I'm exaggerating, but it was almost like that. So now you've got, I just had this conversation with somebody about this earlier today, actually. The conversation that Trump had, for instance, with the Australian Prime Minister, that, of course, everybody in the media has been criticizing Trump for it. But the bottom line is this. He's talking to the Prime Minister, and he's like, listen, It's like, we're not going to take those refugees. There's like 1,200 refugees that Australia doesn't want. And by the way, Australia is very, 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 they're very strict with their immigration. In fact, what they do is if you sneak into their country, basically, people, I don't know if people realize this, they will put you on a barge and they'll take you out to this like uninhabited island where they just basically put everybody. It's like the island of the misfit toys. And you basically are stuck there. There's no way off the island. There's no way off the island. You can't get off the island. And you'll live out your days there. That's what they do to you. They don't play. Think about the fact that Australia doesn't even want these people. Trump's like, yo, I don't want these people. This is a deal Obama made. That ends now. We're not doing this. So, and the reason why I mention this is that on the heels of that, okay, this was yesterday, right? Or a couple days ago. The media reported it yesterday. I think the actual call was over the weekend that he had. But the point is this. It's like, why would we want to expose ourselves to, for instance, what's going on in France or in Germany? I mean, how has a Muslim migration, for instance, worked out for those countries, for Sweden, for Denmark, for France, Germany, England? I mean, if you go to Europe now, it's unrecognizable. It's not the Europe that you recall when you were going and you got your Eurail pass and you went backpacking across Europe. No, that's not what Europe is any longer. It's basically been destroyed by Muslim migration. Why would we want that here? I mean, it's a very simple question. Why do we want that here? We don't want that here. I mean, honestly. But yet, if you say that, somehow that makes you xenophobe, it makes you racist, it makes you... You know, if you're not down with the whole New World Order, borderless world, somehow makes you, racist. We'll be right back. Don't go ahead.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to cooling. Way down inside, honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. One correction in the last section. The attacker at the museum at the Louvre today had been in France for just over a week, so he just got here. See, and that's the thing. I don't think people realize this. You can get on a plane from Tripoli, okay, in Libya. You can fly to Paris, okay. And by the way, in these countries, you know, everybody's talking about this ban, okay? Muslim ban, whatever you want to call it. But the fact is that there's no government, for instance, in Libya, okay? There's no government in Libya. So you can get on a flight with some bogus ID and passport, which is easy enough to get. And get on a flight and go to Paris and make a connecting flight and fly him to JFK in New York in like 8 hours. And this is possible now. I mean, again, why would we want to put ourselves at risk? I don't get this. You know, And the left is just continuing their freak out, their meltdown. But these people put us at risk. Literally, the left, they put us at risk. It's gotten to the point now where, look, this has gotten serious here. Because what the left doesn't realize is that you're putting us all at risk, and it's again, it's an amazing thing to me. You know, in the face of what we see here, what happened in Paris is proving exactly why we need this ban. Now, people are going to say, trust me, they're going to say, well, you know, there's other countries that aren't on there. In fact, my first thought was, oh, this guy's Egyptian. Came from Dubai. Well, maybe we need to put Egypt on there, Saudi Arabia, Dubai. You know, I don't know. There's another article in the Sun today. And by the way, why is it that I got to go to places like the Sun, the Daily Mail, huh? Like this, by the way, this Paris attack here, the mainstream media in this country isn't even carrying it. Like I checked, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, Herald, the McClatchy piece, nothing. There's an article in the Sun today. How France has become the number one target for extremists in Europe and has been repeatedly brutalized and terrifying a new war against terror. France has become the number one target for extremists in Europe. You know why? You know why? Because we're nice to them. Because France has been accommodating to them, has let them in. If you look at all the countries that have allowed migration from these other countries, it's a nightmare. You know, you could say that, you know, some people said, well, you know, none of these countries have been involved in attacks against the United States. Yeah, but they've been involved in attacks against Europe. And that's the point. So, you've got, look, in fact, there's a list here. There's the Charlie Hebdo attack, January 2015. January 7th, it was a Charlie Hebdo attack. January 8th, just a day after the Charlie Hebdo attack, a gunman armed with a machine gun shot two people in a Paris suburb of Montrouge. January 9th, in the morning of January 9th, police caught up with the Karachi brothers. Remember that? The train attack, August 21st, 2015. The Paris attacks, November of 2015. And then, of course, the Paris attack today. The police station attack, January 7th, 2016. Okay. The Bastille Day massacre, July 14th. Remember that one? In Nice. The Catholic Church killing, July 26th. Where you had the French priest was murdered at the altar by two fanatics. And, of course, today the Louvre attack. And it doesn't matter if you outlaw guns. Because you're not even using guns. The guy today used a machete. Or in Nice, it was a truck. Or it's a knife. I mean, do we not get it here? Are we just going to continue to allow things like this to happen? Now, here's another story I want to share with you. Today, Muslims hold mass prayer protest at JFK Airport, yelling Allah Akbar. Hundreds of Muslims held a mass prayer demonstration today at JFK. So while this is going on, while we get news of what happened in Paris today, you've got hundreds of Muslims holding a protest at JFK. In fact, you know what they did? They actually shut down traffic. Muslim protesters pulled out prayer rugs and gave speeches in the parking lot of Terminal 4, and they effectively shut down the traffic in the area for the protests. Now, I want to play this for you. This is today at JFK. Listen, there's no more frightening sound than this. I want you to listen to this. Okay.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
That's JFK today. By the way, remember that's the sound that Barack Obama said was the most beautiful sound he'd ever heard, the call to prayer? Is that the creepiest thing you've ever heard? That's not Mecca. That's JFK today! Today! I mean, think about this for a minute. And this is why I'm mentioning this. It's like come full circle here. The fact that I even have to talk about this is amazing. Really? This is JFK today! Yelling Allah Akbar. Am I missing something here? Yeah, really? I can't even make this stuff up. You have this attack in Paris and then this going on in JFK. I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. An Austin, Texas city council member is encouraging illegal aliens not to comply with federal immigration officials. This is outrageous. And I have to tell you, the time has come for this kind of stuff to end. It is outrageous. I mean, the fact that you've got city officials now. I mean, look, this has been going on for a while, obviously, with these sanctuary cities. And I'm going to tell you right now, all this bravado from people like Bill de Blasio and the mayor over there in L.A., Garcetti, it's all going to come to an end. Believe me, as soon as the federal government starts withholding funds, this is all done. I mean, they could say all they want, but when it comes to withholding federal funds, I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to fold immediately. All right, I've got Tim Meyer on the line from Talk Media News out of Washington. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well. I think we finally seen what a very strong president can do right now in terms of a lot of our things that I think Americans have thought, especially with Iran and Mexico and other places, that he's pretty much saying what he campaign promised on. And you know, he's not putting up with anything, Edward. He's basically being very tough with the sanctions on Iran. He's calling them out.
Yeah, of course. You're referring to today. Today the U.S. has now hit Iran with new sanctions. That was announced today in light of the fact that they had this missile test, right? You know, they're saying that it didn't that it didn't violate the Iranian nuclear agreement. But look, the point is that, you know, they did it, and this is basically a big FU to Donald Trump. And so Donald Trump went, okay, you want to play like that?
And the same thing. Really, we had a reporter out traveling with the Pentagon in Asia, and he's pretty much said the same thing with North Korea. You know, I mean, there's just a new sheriff in town, and it's not going to be a passive type, you know, you guys can get away and do these things, and then we're going to study it and, you know, get a bunch of people together and, you know, commission some type of meeting and 4 months later decide what to do. this is a president that's going to tell you right off that he's not going to tolerate this type of thing. You know, and I got to tell you, I wanted to revisit the Mexico thing because I actually did work for Northcom for a little bit on a project. And one of the big things that was often thought about is, should we send U.S. troops into Mexico just to get rid of these cartels that are just basically taking over cities, Edward, and have got the, you know, federal government, local government, but, you know, they've corrupted those and individuals and law enforcement. And the U.S. never takes credit for anything. And they're the ones, the DA, customs agents, those are the guys that are really doing the work down there. And so often the thought was, you know, that if we should send troops in there, knock out these cartels, there might not be a reason for then a lot of Mexicans crossing the border because, you know, if you can make it safe, build the economy there, it changes the ballgame. And I think Trump is starting to see, like, you know, these cities that are just taken over by these cartels. And you basically, if you went to YouTube or any other videos and looked at Mexico and Los Zetas, you'll see beheadings almost every single day that are being shown on these YouTube videos, worse than what's happening with ISIS. And we have, for some reason, the mainstream press never seems to want to cover that in terms of what's going on in Mexico. So I know he got criticism when he talked about, you know, maybe we'll send troops out there, but I tell you, a lot of people when I worked, did Northcom, they said, you know, maybe that might be a solution ultimately at some point to do, to take out these cartels because there's,
well, you know, look, so. It's funny because, you know, going back to your original point about, you know, there's a new sheriff in town. And I think that, you know, he was criticized a lot for his conversations, for instance, with, you know, the Mexican president as well as the prime minister of Australia. But I think, you know, he laid it down. He said, okay, look, this is what we're going to do. And when he said, you know, look, I think it was, you know, he said it probably in jest, hey, there's some bad hombres down there. We may have to send some troops down there. But I think he does it kind of in a passive-aggressive way. You know what I mean? When he's kidding around, I think he kind of halfway means.
Yeah, you know, I think he just sends a message clear, like, you know, he might not, but I think I think that's something we've never seen before. And, you know, I was having dinner the other night with some commercial real estate individuals that were doing development projects. And he said, look, Donald Trump, we've never had a president that is running the office like a business.
Right.
You know?
Right, and that's what I was about to say.
Off the boxes.
Right, that's exactly what I was about to say, actually. The difference is, look, we've seen individuals like this before in business, okay, titans of industry. We've seen individuals like this in sports, okay, because he's an alpha male. The problem is that we've never seen an individual like this in our lifetimes in politics. So that the fact that he's entered into politics now, it's freaking everybody out. But look, we see these types of individuals, these alpha males in all kinds of businesses and in other fields. It's that we've never seen it in our lifetimes in politics. And I think that's the big difference. I think you see this every day in terms of business, right?
Right. And that's what he's doing. And you know, I have to, when he was elected, a lot of business people who own companies that, you know, were texting me and said, finally, we're going to get something done in Washington. You know, this guy knows how to, you know, get things done rapidly and quickly. I mean, the wall's probably going to be built at a record pace, you know, on the border. You know, I believe that, you know, that is going to probably be one of his major things that he's going to accomplish very quickly beyond expectation, just like he did when, and, you know, some of the buildings he built in New York and so forth.
Or just the ice rink in New York.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Washington's used to this, and it was often, you know, you found during the course of all these things that he did something, you know, really great. Come out to say, talk to the family of the slain SEAL. Even the left press was just amazed that he did that, and he, you know, that's one of the things he said he's going to pay a lot more attention to our troops. And he's doing everything that he said he was going to do. And if you get outside of Washington, you know, a lot of people, a lot of the press inside Washington, they never leave. you start to talk to people, and they are basically saying, look, they're praising them. A Reuters poll came out and said they actually approved the fact of the ban, the travel ban. The majority of people approve of it. And that just tells you, like, you know, kind of where the mainstream press is and everybody else in the United States seems to be is they're giving the support right now, besides the protests and some of the things that he's doing.
Well, that's why he won. That's why he won. Because and that's why the media completely missed it, and they continue to miss it. They continue to not get the story and not get what's going on because they just talk to themselves. Tim, you and I have talked about this. All they do is talk to themselves, and they're in this big, vacuum, and that's it.
that's pretty much it. And hopefully that will change. One last story that's sort of breaking right now. There's still talk.
Hey, I'm sorry to cut you off, Tim, but we got to go. We got a hard break. But
okay.
Thanks for coming on the show, buddy. I appreciate it. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.